Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I want to pass on some advice about what not to do on New Year's
I love
Eve.
Unsolicited advice. No, please, mansplain something to me.
No, it's not mansplain. This is, it's like a warning. It's a red flag.
Uh-huh.
I hope you had a great New Year's Eve.
I had a great New Year's.
I had a great until 10:30 p.m.
Right. Because you and I are very similar in that we hate like big extravagant New Year's plans. Like
I don't like to use the word hate, but I didn't grow up with that.
No,
so
I wouldn't.
It's out of the box.
If I've got the option of like hanging out at home, you know, having a casual drink in the backyard or going to like one of those big like ticketed
New Year's
Eve events, I'm picking the backyard.
Firstly, we got to come here and do the G-Town Countdown.
Which was awesome.
Of the biggest songs of last year.
Yeah.
But after I got out, caught up with some friends, my wife and I put our son to bed. He stayed up a little bit later than usual.
Did you do the 9:30 kids fireworks?
No, we didn't make midnight? We didn't. We just put on YouTube a fake countdown.
You're those parents.
Like, it's midnight. Time to go to bed. It's like quarter to 10. But what I thought would be helpful, because if you do things in life and you go, oh, that sucked.
Yeah.
You want other people to know so they don't experience that.
Okay.
Right? So to avoid this, any New Year's Eve from now on, but let's aim at 2025, so 300 and whatever days away, don't play Uno as the last thing you do of the year.
What do you mean?
Do you know the rules of Uno are quite contentious? Like everyone has, like there's the standard rules, then everyone's got their house rules and family rules and all those
kind of things.
I once
played Uno with one of my younger cousins who doesn't have like any older siblings. He's the oldest.
Mm.
And he was like, no, these are the rules. And I was like, buddy, clearly you've never been beaten down.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how the rules of Uno go.
And we were playing. It was just my wife and I were just sitting on our bed playing Uno.
Just the two of you.
Show 'em no mercy. The
new one that's
a little bit more brutal.
That's the one that's like, draw 24.
Yes. It's quite extravagant. And so, but to me, no matter all the different versions of Uno, the whole thing is you finish, when you have one card, you say Uno.
Yep.
Like so, and then you have to wait a whole turn and then you have to play your card and then you win the game, right? And
unless you can't play your card and then you have to pick up. Yeah.
And it has to be like a number card or something like that. It can't be like a wild card or any other, like a skip or anything.
That's not how I play, but sure.
But yeah. In Uno, Show 'em No Mercy, there is a card where it's like, dispose of all of this colour. So it's like, dispose of all your red cards.
Oh, that's a good card.
So my wife plays this card. She has three cards remaining in her hand. All of them are red, which I learned. She takes two of them, puts them down, says Uno, and then immediately puts down the final card.
I don't know.
And she's like, I said Uno when I had one card left. I was like, no, you had three. You had three. And you held one.
She's done two goes.
Yeah, she's had two turns in one. And she was like, that's it. And this is like, we're surging towards 11:59. And like the whole game, I'm leaning back and we're like you know how you like you're just having a nice little moment with your partner. You're like, aha, you can't do that. Blah, blah. When she did it, I sit up and I go, no, that's not, no, two, one card.
I don't think this is just Uno. I think you and your wife shouldn't be allowed to play board games. I've been to board game nights with you and your wife and you never team up. You are always trying to beat the other person.
It's not like our marriage doesn't benefit from us teaming up for board games. But you got to admit, that's like of all the games
of Uno.
That's
a dog move.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
Have you been waiting 2 weeks for me to be like, this is a dog move.
Yeah. I don't think, and she was just like, no mercy. No mercy. She kept saying it. And I'm like, it's midnight now. It's brand new year, 2025. Bigger and brighter things
ahead. So you started
ahead.
Your year with heartbreak.
No, not heartbreak.
Do you know what
I
you're
was
doing?
Fuming.
What you're doing on New Year's, it means you're going to do that for the rest of the year. So
you guys. Well, gaslight my wife. Yeah, actually, that's probably.
Yeah.
Probably is a good foreboding. All right. Yeah, don't do that for New Year's Eve this year.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, over the holidays, I noticed a bit of a trend going on. A lot of people not doing New Year's resolutions this year. Instead, they're replacing New Year's resolutions with ins and outs for 2025.
Oh, so things you want to do more of and things you want to do less of?
That's it. Things that you want to bring into 2025 and things that you want to leave behind in 2024.
Okay.
And people have been like posting their lists online. Here are my ins for the year. Here are my outs for the year. And I thought maybe you and I could give our own ins and outs. on the show.
Look, you spoke to me about it a couple of hours ago. I'm really rattling my head because I think my ins and outs happen daily.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm doing lots of outs.
You're brutal.
I'm just out, 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 out every now and then.
Have you found it harder to do ins or outs?
Outs are very easy.
Really?
Doing ins things like, because ins are change.
Sure.
Ins are active change. Outs are just like, I'll stop that.
Yeah.
Or I want to stop seeing this, or I'll be involved with it less. But feel free, if you want
to. I thought maybe if you'd like to join us on 52232955, give us a call. Let us know what your ins and your outs are for 2025.
By the way, any caller that gets on air this week across the entire day here at K-Rock, you go in the draw to win a double pass, last minute tickets to A Day on the Green to see the script. It is on Feb 1st, live at Mount Dunedin State. So any caller that gets on air, this is your chance.
You go in the draw.
To go to see the script.
So, Tim, I'll kick us off with an in. Should I go in and out?
Go in out.
Okay.
That's normally how things work.
Ins for me, Crocs. Crocs are in for me this year.
I've noticed the Crocs are in for you.
I bought some Crocs over Christmas.
They're not Crocs what you're wearing, though.
Yes, they are. They're Crocs Mega Crush sandals.
Mate, you said it perfectly. You look like you're walking on paint tins. Yes. You're so tall.
They're very, very chunky. They're in for me.
Does it feel weird to walk on something that's twice the height of
your
foot?
It's like I'm walking on a cloud. Okay. I can't believe I didn't try Crocs sooner. Like I hate how much I love Crocs.
Okay.
But they're in for me this year.
All right, what's your out?
My out is mindlessly scrolling on TikTok. No more for me.
All right, well.
No more.
You might as well put ins flying to the moon if you're just going to put unachievable things
on
there.
No, I need to reduce my mindless scrolling for this year.
I love you, but you ain't got that in you.
Okay, give me your ins and outs.
My first out, can I start with an out?
Please.
Tailgating.
Oh, you hate tailgating.
Stop doing
it. Yeah.
Why are you doing it? It brings me, I do this every time someone tailgates me. I get so mad. I just go, what a loser.
Yeah. Like I find I get tailgated more in my car, my little Suzuki.
Right.
And if I'm in my husband's car, the Ford Ranger, never get tailgated.
No, man. It's people, because assholes are assholes. Yeah. It doesn't matter what car you're in. And my ins, driving better.
Oh.
Everyone. Drive better. And that's how we stop that out. That's how we get that out.
That's fair.
Even more.
52232955. What are your ins and outs for 2025?
Yep.
One of my ins is more naps this year. I don't feel like I napped enough last year.
All righty-o.
I want to take care of myself.
All right.
And outs, just oversharing. I feel like I'm a big oversharer.
Yeah, look, keep it from 3 to 6 weekdays. But any time outside of that, yeah, I agree. Maybe just keep it to yourself.
Daryl from Manifold Heights has given us a call. Daryl, what are your ins and outs for 2025?
G'day, guys. It's funny you're talking about Crocs because my ins would be no shoes at all. So bare feet, Crocs.
Just no shoes ever.
Yeah, it kind of made me think, maybe stop and call you guys. But yeah, definitely ins, Crocs. But maybe Crocs are, I don't know. I just don't know about Crocs. But
okay.
Definitely bare feet.
Okay.
And one of my apps would be Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was going to be one of mine, takeout.
Daryl, I have fallen into a takeaway trap big time this year because we've just moved house, me and my husband. So
it's easier when you're doing
stuff like
moving.
I don't think
we've
cooked a meal for like 2 weeks.
I'm actually moving house now and I am moving in with a chef.
Yeah. Oh, Daryl. So, well done.
Definitely going to be easy for me to give up the old Uber Eats.
Can we go back to the barefoot always?
Yeah, what's that? Is an in.
Have you got like bush foot? Like, do you? Because I struggle like walking around bare feet because like anything that prickles my foot, I can't handle it.
No, I've always worn shoes, but this year I actually did my whole move. I'm moving now. I did my whole move without shoes. And I know everyone was saying I was absolutely crazy, but it's just putting shoes on now. It's just it's not for me.
It's
everyone
not,
keeps saying it's Crocs.
It's not crazy. It's just weird. It just seems unnecessary.
A lot of people said, "Just you do you."
Yeah, that's fair. That's, you do you, Daryl.
There's crazy Daryl with no shoes again. What's he doing this week? He's moving house.
Jess and Tim. Oh wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Last year was a pretty big year for me. You know, a lot of big milestones happened. Got married. My brother had a baby.
Yeah,
became
You've been Auntie Jess for a while, but you became legally.
Legally, I became Auntie Jess for reals, which was really lovely. And I have just been loving over the holidays, absolutely doting on my little nephew. We spent so much time with him and my siblings over the holidays, which was so lovely. And last week, at the end of my holiday break, my brother called me up and bestowed a pretty big responsibility on me. It was a pretty... It's a little bit overwhelming because I'm not really sure what the role will entail, but I've been asked to be godparent to my little nephew. So not only am I Auntie Jess, I'm now godmother.
She is godmother. It's giving godmother.
It's giving godmother.
Yeah, no, congratulations.
Thank you. Very exciting. My husband is now godfather by marriage. He's defaulted as godfather.
Oh, so they've, like, it's you and your husband?
Yeah.
So, I know sometimes, like, I'm godparent to my nephew, Lincoln, but my wife, like, it's like me and another guy are the godparents.
Sure. Yeah.
But, like, it's always, it doesn't change anything.
Well, I think they were just like, I'm not sure how it works with the Macedonian Orthodox Church, but they're like,
well, you should know.
Like, I was talking to the priest and he was like, yeah, it's pretty much just like a one person thing. And so I was
you're top of the pops.
I'm top of the pops.
Huge.
And so I said to Akshay was like, my husband, he's like, have I got to do anything? I was like, I think you're just like, you're technically godfather.
You're, like, you're there to support me.
But you will just kind of stand there for photos and I'll do all the, like, I do the dunking and the, and
oh,
the,
he's not
the dressing.
He's not a basketball babe. It's just like, I'm not Macedonian. And I've seen some videos online, but I know
it's been a while since I've been to a christening. I'll admit.
Like, you're not playing a game of how long are you holding your breath under the water in the pool. No,
but they fully, like, dunk them under. Like, it's not just like a little sprinkle on the head. It's you fully dunk them in.
Maybe this is why Greece tried to take the land. They're like, what are you doing with babies? What's happening here?
I think it happens there too. I think it's exclusively a Macedonian thing.
I'm a bit worried now.
But I've got, like, a lot of planning to do now because it's like the responsibility as the godmother so far is just a lot of spending money, to be honest.
Right.
I've got to buy, like, the outfit. He's got, like, a little hat and little outfit that he needs to wear.
I've only been to one when I was, like, and I think it was a Catholic church for my nephew. And, like, you know, the priest rocked up wearing Reeboks. So it was really hard to...
I think it's mildly a little bit different.
I was a little bit distracted.
You've got to buy, like, a little towel and little, like, everything has to be brand new and it all comes in this little box.
I didn't throw him in the pool.
Yeah.
So
I assume it is like dunking a basketball.
Yeah.
I don't think I do the physical dunking. This is
Let's
I don't
hope not.
I don't know what my responsibility
You're
is
a
other
dropper.
Than like I hand the baby to the priest and he does the dunking.
Let's hope so.
And then
he's probably more experienced.
Then I take my nephew back and I have to dress him and stuff in his like fancy new
Through
clothes.
The legs. Like around the back. From three. No, it's not.
Maybe they shouldn't have chosen me. I don't know.
You're meant to be the culture of the show. You're asking me for advice on a Macedonian.
Well, you said you were a godfather, aren't you? So, like, what did you do at the, like, did you have any responsibilities at the actual christening?
We took set shots from the boundary, kicking a footy. we did a three-legged race.
Why am I asking you for help?
You're the one bringing, you said the word dunk and then bounced your hand. I know this is a radio show, but you like a dribbling a basketball, so I'm a
but
bit worried.
But you do, like there's a little pool and you...
You're speaking to the whitest person in the town.
That's fair.
I need you to calm down and ask me about Macedonian cultural events. But I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Brutal for your brother to pick you and not your sister.
Well, he was going to pick us one. Both, but again, the priest was like, it's really a one-person job.
Sorry, it's only a one-on-court kind of game.
And my mum said, don't worry, your brother will have many more.
But you weren't the first choice.
We'll give Natalie the next one.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear the report on the game. Maybe you should get advice from Jazz Shelley when she comes in this week.
She's
basketball-related things.
Yeah.
So there you go. Tim and Jazz, the
podcast. Over the break, I decided great opportunity for me to move house.
Because, yeah, January is prime time for moving house. Everything's easy and
honestly,
chill.
Honestly, no, we had to book removalists and a lot of the removalist companies were booked out because they're like, this is a pretty busy time of year for us. And as I was moving, I was packing things up and, you know, like when you start to find things, you're like, oh, forgot I had that. As I was packing one of my boxes from my bookshelf, I saw a Tamagotchi still in the packaging. Do you remember who got me that Tamagotchi?
didn't I get you a Tamagotchi?
You bought me a Tamagotchi for Christmas last year. The year before.
2023. Oh, did I know?
And I forgot about it.
Yeah, I did. And I've been thinking about it every day since, yeah, waiting for you to tell me how naturally good it is. Now, if you don't remember Tamagotchis, these sounds mm-hmm. might jog your memory.
So essentially it's like a little egg and it hatches and then you got to feed it and clean its poop. And
it had a pedometer feature, right? So like the more you walked around,
then it got more exercise or something.
Or did it grow? I'm thinking about Digimon. Like
you're thinking of the other one.
Sorry.
This one basically just like poos, sleeps, and eats. Much like your child, I imagine.
Yep. My son is a Tamagotchi. Those sounds, very similar to his first words.
So I was like, you know what? I haven't opened this yet. I'm in my like spring cleaning mode because we're moving house. I was like, I'll at least take it out of the packet. I'll attach it to my keys. My keys are obnoxious anyway. You know how much.
You look like a prison warden, yeah, the amount that you have on your keychain.
And I've still got two sets of house keys. So there's like a lot of keys on this thing. So I was like, what's another thing? I'll put the Tamagotchi on. So I opened it. I took the little tab out and I started it. And it was like the egg started like moving. I was like, oh, okay.
And these came out in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, and I had one back then and I was like, why did I get rid of this Tamagotchi? And so I was really excited when I found it again because I was like, oh, this is awesome. I'll tell Tim.
Nostalgia.
I finally opened the Tamagotchi he got me. And so like a few hours after I opened it, I started hearing those like sounds
these
again.
These little...
And I was walking through Kmart in Corio at the village. And I'm like beeping all over the place.
Sounds like you got a pager on.
I was like, whose phone is going off? Like, I had no idea what was happening. I looked down and I realized it's my Tamagotchi telling me that it's alive.
It's hatched.
It's hatched.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I was so excited. I was like, oh, look at this. So I started.
There's a woman at the server's like, are you going to pay? Excuse me. Do you want a bag?
I'm in the middle of Kmart. Just like, hang on one second, Akshay.
To your husband.
Yeah.
Playing.
I'm like, hang on, I've just got to feed the Tamagotchi. He's like, what? Where did you get a Tamagotchi from? I was like, we've had it for a year.
Congratulations.
And we've just had a baby. Congrats. So I started feeding it and then I hear the sounds go off again as we're walking through. I'm like, oh my God, this thing is so needy. And it's done a poo and I can't figure out how to clean the poo up. None of the features, none of the buttons, and of course I didn't read the instructions. I threw them away.
Surely there's a book.
Didn't read the instructions, so I didn't know how to.
Thank you for correcting yourself. Didn't.
Couldn't clean up the poo, so it just kept beeping at me all day long until I figured out there's a power off button.
Oh.
And I turned it off, and I haven't turned it on again since because it was doing my head in.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for the gift. I don't know if I'm cut out for raising a Tamagotchi. It seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah.
Do you want a Tamagotchi?
I've got a child.
Yeah.
I can't turn him off.
Maybe I'm not ready for motherhood.
If he does cry, in the middle of Kmart, I can't just put him in a bag and just keep going about my shopping. Frowned upon in the community.
Yeah, honestly, a lot of people were looking at me like, what is that beeping? I just... So annoying.
But sometimes some parents do play that. I don't know how to change the poo on this. So they're like, I don't know. You'll have to do it. I guess. Never changed a nappy in my life.
This is Tim and Jess.
I think a conversation on Twitter has led to quite a remarkable thing.
Mm-hmm.
A list of Australia's funniest street names has been put out.
Brilliant.
I thought we could try our best to get through this.
I'm concerned that you've been giggling for the last 15 minutes. I'm worried that we're not allowed to say some of these things.
Yeah. No, we can because they're streets.
Okay,
they're
so
actual streets. So
give me directions as if we're in the car and you're directing me on Google Maps.
Now, none of these are in Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine. If there are funny street names, we'd love to hear from you. 5 2 2 3 2 9 5 5. So, Jess, do you want to catch up for lunch tomorrow?
Love to.
All right, if you want to come to my place, if you just want to come down on Morning Glory Avenue.
Sure.
That'd be great.
Yep. And then is it left or right next?
Probably at the same time. That's in a place called O'Halloran Hill. That's in South Australia.
Maturity tip.
Okay. If you were to visit my uncle in Western Australia and you would need his address, he lives just at the end of Useless Loop Road.
I wonder if it really is a useless loop.
Yep. It's in order. Like, there's an order and there's like a number one, but the list is garbage because there is one standout for me, and we'll get to it in a moment.
Okay.
Because number three, if you were to visit where I used to live and work in Queensland, I used to live on a place called Buckets Way.
Sure.
That was also on the list. Nowhere Else Road is in South Australia. One that didn't make the list. Now, I was aware of this because I went to school near this. It's in a place called Cranbourne West. Now, I went to school in Cranbourne on the other side, like kind of near Dandenong, Frankston Way. I get a huge kick out of this. There is a street called Glenn Close.
Oh, like the actress. The actress. It's pretty good. I wonder which one came first.
That's a good point. It's a very good point. Now, this came in at number two on the list, but it's everybody's number one.
Okay.
Now, this is
Tim's
not
decided.
This is not surprisingly from Queensland.
Okay. They are the Wild West up there.
All right. Can you lead me into it, and I'll just and I'll answer you.
So Tim, that new cafe you wanted to try, what street is that on?
Oh, yeah, the one that has the cheap almond milk.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it's on Bald Knob Road.
That's very good. We'll have to try it out.
Hairy Knob Road's right around the corner.
Timothy!
Yeah, and again, I'll say it again because it's an actual road name.
Mm-hmm.
Bald Knob Road.
Sure.
So... Who gets to make the road names?
That's a good point. Question. Like, was that named after someone, or like,
I don't know. It came in at number two on the list, but it's everyone's number one.
Absolutely,
of the funniest street names in Australia. But I do have a special place for Glenn Close.
Mm.
I would love to say that I live on Glenn Close.
Do you want to call their council and see whether, like, when that name was put onto that street?
I will call the people from Bald Knob Road.
No.
Oh, Glenn Close?
Glenn Close.
Yeah, sorry.
I want to know if the street came first or the actress.
Well, I was going to say Glenn Close is pretty old herself, but roads are
pretty
old. So yeah.
It might have been named after a different Glenn.
These are the things we'll find out. All right, I'll call my old high school and find out.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.